Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On Saturday, September 25th, Minnesota lost to Bowling Green 14-10 to fall to 2-2. They were 30-point-plus favorites and got beat. While they go on the road, they beat Purdue 20-13. Good win on the road. Any road, anywhere in the Big Ten, is a good win. No question about it. Then they come home, play an excellent first half, and hold off Nebraska 30-23. All of a sudden, 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the Big Ten. And oh, by the way, those Purdue Boilermakers are going to beat number 2 Iowa today at Kinnick Stadium. With under 6 to go in the game, they lead it 24-7. Very unlikely Iowa's going to come back and be able to force overtime or pull out a victory there. So Minnesota in pretty good shape with Maryland coming to town to Huntington Bank Stadium next Saturday. And Andy Greeter covers for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. And Andy, quite a first half for Tanner Morgan. Oh, my.
Yeah, he was near perfect. You know, yep. The only blemish that he had was Diamond Wright's drop. Other than that, he was 14 for 15, 170 yards, two great touchdown passes, just on the money out of Mike Brown-Stevens and Chris Altman-Bell. And, yeah, he was absolutely rolling, and he starts the second half and completes two balls and in the process sets the Gophers' record for consecutive completions. And then his next two throws are interceptions. And one of them gets turned into a Nebraska touchdown to cut it to, I think it was 21-16 at that point, and it was game on. But, yeah, he was dynamite in the first half. The Gophers were probably the most balanced that they've been all season, like literally a 50-50% balance after being, you know, 70%, 75% running for the first five games. But, yeah, I mean, as you talked about, you know, they played really well in the first half. And then let Nebraska back in the game in the second half. And that was kind of indicative of what happened against the Miami of Ohio. And also is just a data point that shows that this team is kind of still all across the board as to what they really are.
Yeah, and I thought at times in the third quarter, instead of continuing what they did in quarters 1 and 2 and being aggressive and attacking Nebraska, that they took the foot off the gas a little bit and got conservative. And I'm not talking about, and if you look at Twitter and read Twitter, there's a lot of people that say, you know, we're at midfield, we're up, you know, why isn't he going for it on 4th and 1, referring to P.J. Fleck. I'm not saying that. I think just in general the feel was that they went into a bit of a shell instead of just putting them away.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. I mean, they did kind of start strong on that drive before Tanner threw his first interception. Yeah, yep. I mean, I heard those boo birds when PJ didn't go for it on 4th down near midfield. But they were averaging 3 yards a play over 25 plays in the second half. That doesn't really, you know, engender a lot of confidence. You can pick up a conversion. And, you know, I mean, Nebraska had 6 explosive plays, but they kept Adrian Martinez, who is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the Big Ten, especially with his feet, in check all day. It was his lowest rushing total as a Nebraska Cornhusker, and the Gophers defense was playing well, and PJ wanted to play field position and give it back to his defense. And that proved to be a smart move because they pinned him deep. And then I think a couple plays later, Adrian Martinez, you know, is being sacked and throws it away, gets called for intentional grounding, and happens in the end zone, so it's a safety, and Gophers get 2 points and the ball back. So in the end, that decision to not go for it on fourth down really worked out because his defense stood up again.
Yeah, and Martinez had what appeared to be, and the officials on the field ruled that he was short, and had they had a different camera angle, Nebraska may have taken the lead, but they weren't able to overturn it. And then they dropped Martinez 5 yards back in the pistol formation and run up the gut anyway. I just think that that's one of those where Scott Frost just gave more fuel to his critics. I don't understand that when you have such a skilled quarterback. Bring him up under center. He needed to get, what, a foot for a touchdown? I don't understand that call at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was fourth and inches at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like it could have been a touchdown on that third and one and a half.
Yep.
But the Gophers, you know, really stood up tall and really kind of made it a questionable call. You know, I mean, if it's not on ESPN2, if this is a more marquee game, they probably have more camera angles and could probably get that a better view. They only had three or four, and one of them was kind of obstructed, and you couldn't really tell the line on another one.
Right.
But the Gophers aren't complaining. And then they hand the ball off. They don't put it in Adrian Martinez's hands, and the running back kind of trips, and Tyler Newbin is there again for another stop on consecutive plays, and he stepped up a few times for the Gophers this year. But, yeah, I mean, then, you know, a little bit later on, they get another fourth down stop on fourth and 10 and bat down a bunch of passes. And, you know, that's been the good thing with the Gophers' defense is, you know, they've kind of been bend, not break, but they've stepped up big both against Purdue and against Nebraska to really kind of seal the deal and get two straight Big Ten wins.
All right, PJ Fleck, postgame, tell us about that. We understand that the word culture was used repeatedly.
Yeah, I mean, PJ always talks in those terms.
Right.
But I think, you know, Jeff Wald at Fox 9, looked it up, and I think it was 18 times in 17 minutes.
Yeah, I saw Jeff's tweet. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, and there's some juicy context there for sure, because at Big Ten Media Days, PJ Fleck went and spoke at the podium in front of people at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and about 20 minutes later, Scott Frost went up there and he was asked a question about, you know, kind of the phrasing of what coaches do that came before him at the podium, and Scott Frost said that he wasn't into sloganeering, which seemed like a shot at PJ Fleck. And I don't think it's a coincidence that PJ said culture 18 times today. He said, you know, it was culture over skill today. So PJ Fleck doesn't suffer criticism lightly. I remember Jeff Brohm, one of his players a couple of years ago at Purdue, popped off in a newspaper in Indiana, and PJ Fleck had a critical comment about the Gophers, printed out for every single player and put in their locker, and PJ Fleck was quick to bring it up postgame in 2019. And there's a rivalry with Jeff Brohm, and it seemed like, you know, Scott Frost and PJ were buddies, and maybe they are. I looked back at the postgame handshake, and I didn't see anything really amiss there. But yeah, it's just some fuel on the fire. Team every single year. And you have their number like P.J. Fleck has over Brohm and P.J. Fleck has over Scott Frost. It's interesting to see how that dynamic works as they go head-to-head each and every year.
So they respond with two in a row in the Big Ten after that devastating loss to Bowling Green. Now it's Maryland next Saturday and another opportunity, Andy, to creep ever closer to bowl eligibility. Right now, 4-2, 2-1 in the Big Ten. And then with Maryland at Northwestern and then home to Illinois, this is a sweet spot in their schedule if they're going to get to bowl eligibility before they have to go to Iowa, Indiana, and then home to Wisconsin to close it out.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. When this schedule came out, you'd think that October would be a great time for them to stack up some wins and really make a case for themselves in the Big Ten West. And I mean, you said it at the top, Purdue has taken it to Iowa today at Kinnick Stadium after the Hawkeyes had a really comprehensive win against Penn State in a top five matchup last week. So they're really suffering a letdown this week, and I think it opens the door for for the Big Ten West to be wide open, the Gophers are going to have to take care of business against, you know, what you think would be three lesser teams. Maryland certainly had the Gophers number last year with Tua Tagovailoa, you know, throwing for about 4 million yards. And the Gopher defense was really struggling. But this Gopher defense has been able to keep mobile quarterbacks in check. Adrian Martinez, Jonathan Lewis from Colorado, they've been able to really kind of step up against those kind of guys. And the defense is carrying this team right now, and you'd expect them to do so against Tagovailoa next week as well.
All right, so Maryland, 2:30 start. That'll be on ESPN2. Then to Evanston to close out the month. And as I mentioned, a home to Illinois, at Iowa, at Indiana, and it's over. Purdue just turned them over, and they're up 24-7 late in that football game at Kinnick Stadium. Wow. So a major upset in the Big Ten. Andy, always good to visit with you real quickly tonight. Minnesota on the road at Austin. How badly do the Loons need three tonight?
I mean, they have two wins out of 14 on the road this year, a negative something like 13 goal differential. Austin is a last place team, but they have not been playing like a last place team at home, and have an even goal differential, and I think five wins on the year. It's interesting because, you know, the Loons, you know, had a face plant at the weekend, last weekend, with an opportunity to get 3 points with a man up for over a half hour, and Adrian Heath wasn't willing to take responsibility for how his team set up and how they played. And I called him out in the Pioneer Press about that today, and I'm sure he's not too happy with me. So I'm sure he'll take pride if they are able to get 3 points tonight. But, yeah, it's a critical game. They got six games left, and they need to get 3 points on the road tonight.
All right, Andy, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time on a busy day.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, Andy Grittier, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com. Gophers win. They beat Nebraska 30-23.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.